of time, taking four steps or more to each one of mine. And I take delight in the joy they get from slipping on a log. In these times of trouble, I love a little dog. I like little dogs. I like little dogs. I love my little dog. Come on, little buddy. Come on, little buddy. Let's go.
Tuning in, everyone. It's Wednesday morning. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Call, the best show in town. My name's Jeff the Nerd. That was a brand new track from Mudhoney. Their tune, Little Dogs. Just adorable. I live in downtown Kingston. I like seeing little dogs. I like seeing little dogs with little sweaters on. Before Mudhoney, we had the Rolling Stones and their brand new track, Angry, off their new album. They're on tour next year. Are they going to come to Kingston? Is it going to happen? Let's get a petition going. Let's find out. Before the Rolling Stones, in that previous set, we heard from The Bug Club out of Wales. And that was their track, Marriage. I like to call it Mowage. But hey, that's just me. We opened it up with the Apettes and Hearing Protection. Hope you all have your hearing protection firmly in the off position, because it's your Wednesday morning rock ride. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd, and you got me sitting pretty in the Limestone City until 10 a.m. I'm coming at you live, not from the lower level of Carruthers Hall in Queen's University campus, downtown Kingston, House of Learned Doctors. No. Coming at you a few days prior to Wednesday morning from what I like to call the Nerd Den. That's right, Nerd Station Alpha. We're here in some location in downtown Kingston, miles beneath the Earth's surface, surrounded by knickknacks, patty wax, and all sorts of nonsense. Some highlights from Jeffrey the Nerd's spare office include a Himalayan salt lamp that stopped working, and I don't know how to get it to work again. A Boston fern that doesn't seem to want to live. It's lost the will. And Family Guy Season 1 on DVD. That's almost an antique now, I think. But like I said, I'm not here with you. I'm just flying solo from the Nerd Den. Simone the Moan is out. Vinny the Thrill is out. And I'm just here to chill with you. It's all new music today. It's all stuff from 2023. We're here to do like one of our many yearly recaps. Lots of DJs at CFRC. Everyone's really enthusiastic. And a lot of people have their retrospectives going on right now. And, you know, it's been a crazy year. It's been a big year in music and pop culture and everything else. And so it's time to, you know, take a breath, look back, and remember some of the fun songs that we enjoyed over the last 365. Mudhoney is, of course, one of those ones. Do yourself a favor. If you're in a mood, if you're in a funk, go to the nearest computing machine, enter the word Mudhoney, and look for the music video for Little Dogs. It'll do it. It'll do what you need to do. It'll cheer you up. This time of morning, we like to do a weekly recap where I talk about everything that's sad and lonely and everything ridiculous that's going on in my life. And of course, it's the holiday season. We're barreling towards it. We'll talk about our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods, next break, but that's where I'm currently at right now, catering one of the many office holiday parties that are ongoing this month. And so I'm sad I couldn't be with you in person, but I'm also creeped out that I'm probably listening to myself on the radio, and that's just very, this is very weird to me. So other things that are going on in my life is that we are in the midst of the CFRC funding drive that's going on until the end of the calendar year. And I have committed to not shave my face until the end of the funding drive, or until we get our money. So I guess till the end of the funding drive. So please donate. Go over to CFRC.ca and for the love of criminy, give us a donation, because this beard is getting real itchy. It's the only time in my life I've ever committed to growing a beard. And I gotta say, it's not what I expected. First and foremost, it is very convenient in the morning. Once you get over that hump, that first few days of, what do they call that, phantom razor, where you're just about to shave and you're like, oh no, that's right, I don't have to. It's fantastic. It's also very good in the cold, but I've been noticing that it's coming in quite patchy. So like, it's, I don't know why I'm talking about this. It's very heavy on the underside, on the neck. I have a full-on nerd neck beard, and it's not pulling its weight up north of the equator. Everything above the jawline is coming in real scraggly and weird, and so it's an image. I don't know. I don't maybe recommend it. But like I said, it's part of the CFRC funding drive. We're all pulling out the stops. We're doing what we can to keep things moving and grooving, keep things on the air. CFRC has been on the air for 101 years in broadcasting, and you know, it's great. A lot of volunteers, a lot of new people coming out of the woodwork to join up. Students, community members like myself. It's great. We've got more student volunteers than we've had in a long time. And we want to keep the tubes warm. It's a radio term, right? We want to keep things going. We want to keep broadcasting up. So like I said, the station's dependent on your donations. So there's many ways that you can donate. Obviously, the most common is to go to CFRC.ca and check it out. But one thing I really like is that there are different tiers to donating. So, for example, if you donate anywhere from $10 to $25, you get a CFRC toque, a sticker, and 3 song requests on your favorite show, which is frightening to me. You could donate $10 and say, I want to play 3 Barry Manilow songs in a row on the Nerds program. You know what? Hands are tied. You can do it. And all the power to it. Moving up from $50 to $100, you get a toque, you get a sticker, you get a tote, or a deck of CFRC playing cards, which are very cool, I gotta say. I've seen those. I definitely want one of those. And it goes up. You can 3 song requests, or you can guest star on a show for a half hour. For a half hour. $50, and you can come join me on the air and see what I smell like in real life. It's not good, but only you have the power to figure it out. It's crazy. It's awesome. Like I said, funding drive's coming up. Make it a gift. Gift it to your significant other and surprise them and say, hey, baby, you have to go on air with Jeff the Nerd this morning, for better or worse. I don't know. But all I know is that it's a really good Christmas gift, and you should probably get on that. I should probably get on with the music. Like I said, it's all 2023 tunes, some of my favorite rock tunes from the past year. So let's keep things moving and grooving. This is James Kolchalka Superstar and their song, Hockey Monkey.
All the scientists are running around looking for the monkey, but he can't be found, 'cause he's down by the pond playing hockey with the kids. And all the mothers are running around looking for their children, but they can't be found, 'cause they're down by the pond playing hockey with the monkey. And it's 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
dreamboat. Yeah, yeah. He's a dreamboat. Yeah, yeah.
No, no, wait, grocery store greeter. Glad to meet and re-meet you. Nearly 95, working 9 to 5. They say, Juanita, why you come here still? 'Cause you got enough dough to get you over the hill. You can kick back, try to relax. Guess I'm old and my eyes are dim, and if I shut up, it might not open again.
My little blueberries, how y'all doing? It's Indie Morning Wake Up. It's Wednesday, and I hope you're all having a great day. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Thanks for coming along. We just heard a brand new one from the Nude Party and their track Ride On. I love it so much. I'm coming at you almost live, not from the lower level of Carruthers Hall in Queen's University campus, but from the Nerd's Den. That's right, Nerd Station Alpha. I'm currently indisposed, so I can't come in to do the program live for you lovely listeners. So I'm doing it from my, I guess one would call this an office or a collection of nonsense, a sanctum, I guess if you will, a sanctum of nerd. And we're here listening to the Nude Party. So no, I assure you that yes, I am wearing slacks. Don't worry, just because I'm at home and I'm alone, I'm still keeping things, you know, kosher, I guess. Yeah, I hope you're all enjoying your morning so far. It's all 2023 tunes today. It's part of the Indie Wake Up Wednesday, year-end roundup, I guess. We're just going through some of our favorite rock and pop tunes of the past year. Before the Nude Party, we heard from the No Ones with The After Party. I thought that the Nude Party was the after party. I don't know. I wipe my hands of this. Before the No Ones, we heard from Itchy and the Knits with their new one, Dreamboat. And we opened it up with James Kolchalka Superstar and Hockey Monkey. Doesn't it get you in the mood for a little bit of winter sports, a little bit of outdoor nonsense, a little bit of holiday time? Do you play hockey over the holidays? I don't know. I don't, but I'm going to try. That's what we're here to talk about right now, though, is the impending doom that is not having to work for at least a week. I hope you get some time off, dear listener. But now is the time, you know, mid-December, that we have to start thinking about supplies. What are we going to get for the holidays? What are you going to get for your loved ones? What are you going to get for yourself? You are a loved one of yourself, I hope. Well, I have an answer for you, and that answer is simple. It's four words. Four syllables, all down on Berry Street. Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right. Get down to 204 Berry Street, right in the heart of downtown Kingston, and see what Old Farm's got in store. Or you could also check out Old Farm Fine Facebook or Old Farm FF on Instagram. It's all there. Check it out. There's tons of gifty ideas, lots of handmade artisan crafts. We've got little knitted toques that we're selling for donations to a food pantry downtown. We've got beeswax candles that are just very popular. No pun, but they are flying out of the store. Yes, it was a pun. That was a bee pun. Anyways, there's lots going on for gifts and stocking stuffers at Old Farm. But me, I mean, I have a few people I'm going to buy for sure. But number one, numero uno on my list, is you're listening to him. It's me, the nerd. I like to spend a lot of time sitting on the couch over the holidays, eating copious amounts of delicious food and watching copious amounts of nerd content. And Old Farm Fine Foods is really good at supplying me with the food portion of that combination. So many great cheeses. You're going to want to get down there. If it's a charcuterie for a party, or like me, a charcuterie for one, Old Farm's got some really, really stellar fromages. They got this one that we've never had before. We just got it in. It's a semi-ripened firm cheese. It's like a cheddar, but it's infused with pear oil and schnapps, and it's in the shape of a pear. It's the size of a pear. It's covered in wax. It looks like a pear. It comes from Scotland. We've got a few in stock, and I shouldn't even be talking about them during this sponsor segment because I want one, and I am legit worried that they're going to sell out, and I'm going to have to go all the way to Scotland to get another one. Either way, that's one of many amazing cheeses and charcuterie items at Old Farm Fine Foods. And like I said, nothing better than just chilling out at home and throwing a huge spread right in front of you on the coffee table, enough to do you for, I don't know, a Lord of the Rings marathon or something really geeky like that, or maybe a playthrough of your favorite video game. Who knows? But get on down to Old Farm and check it out. The other all-star in the Old Farm Fine Foods pantry, so to speak, is the pre-made dinners. I can cook, sure. I just don't like to. I just don't want to all the time. So I'm going to let Old Farm handle it for me. I'm going to let them handle the gabagoo. The mafia-style lasagna, speaking of gabagoo, is absolutely out of this world. You're going to want to check it out before they're gone. The turkey dinners for one are really good. It's a little container that's meant for one really big person or two meals for a small person like myself, but it's got everything you need. It's got white meat, dark meat, potatoes, stuffing, squash, a few other things I can't remember. I think it's broccoli and cheddar sauces in there. It's absolutely delicious. So I load up on Old Farm entrees, I load up on snacks, and I just chill. It's just gonna be a real good holiday. We all just have to get there first. Like I said, I'm not live. I'm on site catering an office Christmas function for some very fine listeners. And when I get back to Old Farm Fine Foods, oh boy, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat something delicious. It's probably going to be pizza with a ladle of soup on top of the pizza. That's usually my lunchtime go-to. I don't know. Soup is it's an omni dish. It's good for dipping anything in, I find. Get down to Old Farm. Get a nice grilled sandwich on the panini press. Maybe see if the pork sausage rolls or the beef Jamaican patties are in stock. The beef Jamaican patties are out of this world. From one Kingston to another, we're bringing the heat. The Caribbean spice up north to get, you know, keep your tootsies and footsies warm. I don't know what the weather's doing out there today, but I'm sure it's colder than Kingston, Jamaica. So get on downtown, check out Old Farm Fine Foods, and see what they've got. Even if you're on your own this holiday, you can treat yourself. And if you want to spread the joy, you can treat some others. And what better way to do it than with delicious food? I love it so much. And I love you all. Thanks for coming along and bearing with me. Like I said, this is the canned episode, like a can of delicious-ish cranberry sauce, you know, when it comes to like a cylinder. This is a canned episode. I'm not here live. I'm just coming at you from Nerd Station Alpha in the heart of downtown Kingston. So we're going to keep things moving and grooving. After the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do a community events roundup, talk about some of the holiday things that are coming up this weekend, things that you are probably going to want to know about, things that you're going to want to get out and about and do some stuff. So keep it locked and ready to rock after 9. I'm going to tell you what you're doing this weekend. All right, so we'll keep going. It's our 2023 retrospective. That's the word I'm looking for. This is a 2023 tune from Sophisticated Savage. This is I Can't Have It right here on your station that rocks the nation since 1922, baby. CFRC. Let's go. Let's go.
Panic starts to sink in, the fiddle with a beer cap. started speaking. It seems we feel the same thing.
2 out of 3 geese. 6 out of 7 seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC is active on every social media platform. Check us out at CFRC Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And on Twitter at CFRC.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is the Blue Chair from the No Shows, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
This is Mayor Tom Ryan, introducing you to the official 1984 Susquecentennial song. Rochester has a unique and varied cultural history. So what better way to celebrate it than by listening to the music written, published, and performed by Rochesterians. We hope this musical journey stimulates further interest in the rich heritage of our city, enhances the civic pride among its people, and fosters a spirit of working together to make Rochester a truly great city. Let our spirits show.